Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I'm excited that you're here today. If you're enjoying these devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. It really does help the algorithms as we move forward. Remember, what we're trying to do is speak truth to the public square by changing our hearts so that we can change policy and change our culture. So I hope it's been beneficial to you as well. We're in a four-part series out of Jeremiah chapter 8. And so if you go back and read that entire chapter, that would be great. We are in verse 18. I would comfort myself in sorrow. My heart is faint within me. Have you ever had your heart faint? I mean, maybe you're looking at what's happening around us in our culture and in our public square, and you're like, ah, and you want to faint. Listen, the voice, the cry of the daughter of my people from a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their carved images, with foreign idols? So Judah was the southern part of Israel. The nation of Israel had divided into two, Israel being the northern kingdom and Judah the southern kingdom. And we see that during Jeremiah's day that they had consumed themselves with carved images, with foreign idols. And we are sometimes exactly like that, where we try to find different areas of our culture or society, and we begin to worship those things. Like we worship Pride Month, and we worship the rainbow flag, and we worship, you know, our sexuality, and we worship our money, and we worship all these things besides worshiping God. Idols are simply desires that we demand that, and then judge and punish other people. We can set them up in our heart all the time. And so we're not much different than Judah is or was. And we need to learn from them that it makes God angry. Why have they provoked me to anger with their carved images? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Isn't this just like us? Like, we've had glory days in Washington. Seattle used to be a beautiful city. It used to be a city that was clean, and there was low crime, and it was just gorgeous. The pier was just a beautiful area. Even in Spokane, where I live, I mean, it's just amazing how the downtown area has just fallen apart. And we need God to save us. We need to turn back to the living God and repent of our sins and allow Him to speak into our heart and into our mind. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me. So think about how, whether it's God that's hurting in this moment because of our sin, we somehow have got to come back to our senses. And we can learn from Judah that we know that God is both loving and just. And He's not going to allow us to get away with just dishonoring Him in every aspect of the public square. Our idols, or the idols of our heart, those things that we demand and judge each other for and worship above God, is not beneficial to what God wants in our lives. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? So, I don't know. I just been thinking about this chapter in Jeremiah the last couple of days, and I actually read it on one of my drives over. And I was thinking, this is where we are in Washington right now. We need to be people who turn back to God. And then the first section we talked about how we hold fast to deceit. And it's not healthy. It is not healthy. We also need to not be wise in our own eyes, but we simply need to look at the Word of God and allow it to sink into our hearts, into our minds, and transform us from the inside out. So, again, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I would encourage you to like, share, subscribe, and comment. It does help us. Let me give you a blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May His face shine upon you. May this be a day that you experience God's grace and you go in God's perfect peace. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard